What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends. You're listening to The Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. All right, we're all fired up here, man. Everybody's rocking and rolling. We got Vegas, Montreal. We've got Tampa and the Islanders. The Utah Jazz take a 2-0 series lead. And we've talked about the Utah Jazz. Every Utah Jazz game has gone over the number in the playoffs so far. Every game has gone over the number, including tonight. They keep jacking it up. But let's get down to business. We got the AM Radio Phillies joining us again, but whatever. You know how we roll. Let's bring in Andrew McInnes right now. Wager talk in the house. Do we have McInnes? Patch him through, Radar.
What's up, guys?
Andrew McInnes. Have you met Matt Perrault before? Have you guys ever spoken, or did you even know each other on Twitter? Or did you guys get caught up after? Because I knew Matt. I'm like you. I'm sinister. I know how to stir the pot. I was like, I'll just retweet this and let Hab fans come at him. And I knew they would, Matt.
I have to say this because when I was waiting to come on and listening on my phone and just kind of in the backstage here, nothing but respect for what Matt said. And we've never actually met in person or really spoken too much online. And for him to say, you know, it's all in just good fun. It's all just, you know, it's all in the spirit of sports. That's what you want to hear. It's all in good fun. But let's shake it up, man.
Look, right, he should be mad because his team's about to get steamrolled, and he knows it.
No, you know what? We're very calm. I don't feel like we're going to get a steamrolled. And you should know this, Matt, as a hockey guy. I brought it up. It's not like football where it's size, speed. You just can't beat them. Like, you're not beating Alabama, right? You're not beating, you know, basketball. It's hard to win without having the best players. I brought it up earlier, Matt. Out of the top 20 scorers in the NHL right now, only one of them are left standing. Mark Stone, Vegas, actually. So 19 out of the top 20 scorers in the regular season have been eliminated. I get it that Vegas, they're a great hockey team. They're fast. They're deep. And you look at the Eastern teams and stuff, and it does look different, Matt. I'll throw it to you, McKinsey, in a second, but it does look like a different sport almost. But it's always been that way.
I mean, how could you watch Toronto and Montreal and then watch Vegas and Colorado and think that they're in the same league?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, has the Western Conference teams dominated in the Stanley Cup over the years? Like, it's like MMA math, Matt. Like, one team beats another team doesn't mean they're going to beat the other team after. And I was going to say,
that's true, but you're talking about a much different situation. I mean, look at the Canadian teams have not been playing the same type of hockey the U.S. teams have been playing.
Let's just hand the cup to them. Hold on.
Who has more guys on the team that have won Stanley Cups? The Montreal Canadiens or the Vegas Golden Knights?
I'm going to say
more
Vegas.
Big-time experience? No.
Well, I mean,
no,
it would be Vegas, right?
No. Look, Marc-Andre Fleury's won a cup. Pietrangelo has won a cup. But look at the Canes have five guys that won a cup. Carey Price has won a gold medal, two gold medals in the Olympics. Shea Weber's played on Team Canada, massive stuff. Edmonton, Blues, Allen. Well, hold on. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Renzi. Oh, yeah, we're rocking. Let's roll. Right, we got a couple minutes before our break, and then we'll really get into it. But, all right, McKenzie, you better bring it, because you're the one that said, oh, I want to get in on this. And you're like, how you doing, guys? I expect you to come out swinging. Yeah, I'm like Stephen A. Smith today. Wasn't happy with, like, Migos and these guys interrupting his show. So what do you got? You better throw some haymakers here, McKenzie. What's up? What do you got for us?
Well, I thought I would just show my Eastern Canadian fashion here and be a little bit polite out the gate. But let's be honest here. Hearing that the Vegas Golden Knights have the most passionate fan base and best atmosphere in the league.
Separate passionate fan base.
Wait. From 30 seconds and I got interrupted.
Right,
30
let
seconds
go,
and
go,
I got
go,
interrupted.
Let him go, Matt. Let him go.
Let's pack it up. Let's uncase it. Let's hand the Stanley Cup to the Vegas Golden Knights and their fans that have been a fan of hockey for 3.5 years and just learn what offside was a year ago because they beat the Avalanche and forced 4 games in a row. Talking about all this whole thing started on Twitter off me just tweeting, Gabe. All I said was they're not going to know what the atmosphere is like with 2,500 Canadian fans. I'll take 10,000 fans of Montreal are probably equal to 20,000 fans of the Vegas Golden Knights there for their meal and on a date and, you know, out there with their family. This is a Montreal Canadiens fan base, and 2,500 fans sounded like 10,000, 20,000 people. For these people, they're acting like they've won the Stanley Cup already. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And they haven't played a team that has 4 lines that can score. We don't have just one guy like Nathan MacKinnon. We have 4 lines that can score. So good luck to Vegas. Hand them the cup, according to these guys, though.
No,
I got poker players coming after me.
Tampa's better than Vegas. So I'm not thinking Vegas. Vegas is going to walk through Montreal. This is not a conversation about Vegas winning the cup. This is a conversation.
But why didn't Toronto, Matt? Why didn't Toronto walk through them? What's better about Vegas than Montreal?
That is a fair question.
What's better about Vegas than Montreal?
You're looking at flashiness.
Vegas is deeper. Vegas environment. Canadian teams have not played in front of 17,000
screaming. What's the whole environment thing?
Because
it's such a contradiction.
I'm telling you right now, Montreal is not winning a game in Vegas.
You said to me on Twitter, our atmosphere has done nothing.
What's up, everybody? It's Gretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For us, and now all of a sudden your atmosphere is going to do everything for you. What does that mean?
Hold on. Round 2 coming up. Hold on. The Late Night Anger Management Class. There's some homicides. My bad man in the background. Addington in detention. Bring it. Yeah. Scourge.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tonight. Normally we're jam-packed with guests. I had a feeling tonight, and it's funny, I told Matthias before the show, our producer, I said, you know what? Because normally, you know, we have like 3-4 guests, you know, 3 hours. We're on 6 hours a day. You know the drill, Matt. You know, I'm going to sit here 6 hours a day, but I have a few guests on, right? So tonight I was like, nah, we got Teddy coming on. I know Teddy's in the can. We got Teddy coming up. And I was like, other than that, let's just keep it loose because I know it's going to get hostile. We got the Euro soccer and everything. I didn't expect McKenzie to come in hot here. I will take exception to you saying, oh, the Canadians can't win a game in Vegas. Come on. Like, you know, I mean, let's be real. I must be missing all the Vegas Cup banners.
Gabe, let's bet that then. Will the Canadians win a game in Vegas?
Yeah. Okay, before I commit to this, I just want to think how I'm getting screwed over by the odds.
The Canadians will not win a game in Vegas.
But the thing is, they're going to be like plus 225, plus 250 all the time in Vegas.
I don't care.
I'm just telling you.
I'll
send you something from Vegas, whatever you want. A jersey bet, a hat bet,
whatever you want.
They're not winning a game in Vegas.
Before the series starts, we'll figure out a bet between you and me like that, all right?
All right.
Like you said, I'll send you a nice, you know what? I got a nice hat for you. There's a new team. You're going to like it. Said Sharapan. So we were talking about this earlier. But, well, they can't win a game in Vegas. The Canadians haven't trailed in 437 minutes.
The Canadians haven't left their country game in 15 months.
Okay, what about this? Can the Vegas
What does that mean?
The Canadians haven't. He raises a point there. The Canadians have won 20 straight games, Matt, in the playoffs. This isn't
against
this
Canadian
year.
Teams.
No. Against your Bruins, too. I remember Carey Price eliminating the Bruins.
Okay. This is
20 straight games. Let me finish.
Are the Penguins Americans?
That they've won if they score three or more goals. All right?
Okay.
I see Vegas' defense. You guys will give up more than three or more goals. All right? Part of being a great hockey team doesn't mean getting to track meets and shootouts every night.
They don't know. Right? And that didn't happen. Wait a minute. Hold on. Look at the series against Minnesota. That didn't happen.
They beat Minnesota
3-0 twice, I believe, in that series, right?
Yeah, what about Colorado? Yeah, Minnesota's gone, just so that the Leafs and the Jets are. But let me finish. Canes are on a roll right now. They've got a spectacular goalie, and it's all they're not going to be able to win stuff on the road stuff. But one thing I will say to McInnes is people that go to Vegas Golden Knight games aren't people who are just going to a show and don't. Like, it is – it's a freaking madhouse in there, bro. It's one right up there. Like, Matt brought up Nashville.
I've been to Vegas. A game, Gabe. It was awesome. Yeah. I went to a game. I was there at T-Mobile. It was awesome.
But let's not discount, Matt. It doesn't matter, bro, how many fans there are. Even with the fans in Montreal, it's the building, Matt. It ain't the people.
Exactly.
Don Cherry used to hate the Forum. And I know it's not the Forum, Brett. They used to be the ghost of the Forum. And unfortunately, they haven't won since. And as far as Canada not winning, Matt, because you've said this. I saw you on Twitter a couple of times. Yeah, it's hard to win when the league conspires. Let me ask you, what a coincidence.
Why would the league conspire against Canadian teams? This is a bunch of junk. What a bunch of baloney.
Because they lose money because of the television ratings. What do you mean?
Oh, give me a break. You think the NHL, which is based in Toronto, wants to keep Canadian teams winning the cup? Okay.
Yep. Matt, when the Toronto Raptors played the Golden State Warriors in the finals, it was the lowest rated finals ever. Why? Because they lost one market. They only had one Nielsen television market, Matt. It's point blank. So you're going to tell me it's a coincidence that the Montreal Canadiens won in 86, the Calgary Flames won in 1989, the Montreal Canadiens won in 1993, the Edmonton Oilers won in 1991, the Canadiens won in 1993, Gary Bettman becomes commissioner in 1994, and they never win since. So what, Canadian teams just forgot how to play suddenly?
So you think Gary Bettman has the power to stop the Canadian teams from winning in the postseason?
Yes.
So all the Toronto collapses.
Right. Yes.
The Vancouver loss to the Bruins. All these things.
Matt, you don't believe there's conspiracies with markets in the NBA?
I don't believe there's conspiracies to stop a whole country with nine teams from winning the cup. No,
You don't think in the NBA – because you're a Boston fan. See, the media, the leagues aren't out to get you. You're a big TV market. Dude, TV markets sell, Matt. That's the fact, bro. Why did the Lakers?
TV markets
sell.
I'll give you that, but it's not all that.
Why did Sacramento get screwed against the Lakers? They didn't win Sacramento in the finals.
Of course not, but I'm not debating that point. But you still need to go and win. So you're telling me since 1993,
you got to
when I was a junior in high school.
But Matt,
there is a conspiracy against
the
entire.
What's the point you're making about the American teams? I don't get that. You're welcome for Patrice Bergeron. You're welcome for Brad Marchand. Those players are coming. I don't understand.
Take the sport. I mean, what are you talking about? Americans don't play hockey.
So why are you bringing nationalities into it, though? Why are you bringing countries into this?
He's got a great point. A team from Canada has not won since 1993. We can't, not own that. You got to say it's true.
It's not our fault that Sidney Crosby was drafted to Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, I just don't understand. It's just geographical drafting. What does that have anything to do with the team?
Canadian teams are chokers. Let's call it out for what it is. I'm the first one to admit it. They're chokers.
I think, Gabe, a big point that you make consistently
is that players don't want to go there. Montreal, right? No, I mean, we can get into why and the taxes and stuff like that. And
look,
Canadian
Montreal is
the
New York Yankees of Cup hockey. There's no debating that, okay? The history of Canadian hockey, the history of the league and the NHL is not written without the Montreal Canadiens. I respect what it is. I'm just not going to. What I'm saying is, in the COVID era, I think you're both totally underestimating what it means to come to Vegas. Since those young kids who are millionaires haven't left their own country in 15 months. You want to talk about Vegas flus? Have you guys seen the videos of what's happening here in this city? We are back, and we are back 100%.
Oh. You think those kids are hitting casinos? What do you mean you're
I'm
back?
I'm telling you, good luck keeping them with their minds on hockey when they've been staring at their blank wall of COVID-19 tests for a year and a half, and they've got girls in bikinis running around the pool. Have fun keeping their minds
on hockey. I'll take the girls in Montreal over those girls.
Yeah, me too. Like, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. And it is an advantage, Matt, because you know you've been to Montreal. It is an advantage, actually. That Vegas aren't allowed to leave their hotel. That sucks, because otherwise they can go to get in trouble somewhere. And now they can't. And you're right. Montreal can't. And I'm not going to say that they're never going to, you know, wander off, but I think they'll be. It's a business trip, and it's short. So what's the deal anyways? When's game one, Matt? Do we know? What's the deal?
I haven't seen when – they haven't posted it. They just posted the odds for game one. Vegas is minus 250 favorite in game one.
Hold on. I have you guys. Give me 1 second. We have a schedule. We have Monday, June 14th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, June 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Friday, June 18th, Vegas at Montreal, 8 p.m. Eastern. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and that will be elimination game for the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Wow. So I could do it a weekend at Montreal, but it's not worthy. Someone reminded me last night. It's a Canadian fan. I got to only go back if, like, they make it to the finals. But Matt doesn't think I'm going to get that chance.
No, nope.
I won't get that chance, according to Matt Perrault.
Are you both betting Montreal for real?
Let me ask you this. The Vegas, one thing that I always preach, and everybody that listens to Gabe's show knows it, and I probably get them, you know, I'm too repetitive probably with the word depth. And I think the Vegas Golden Knights have that, but – when you look at it, I'm going to say the exact same thing I've been saying against a lot of teams, against the Montreal Canadiens. The Montreal Canadiens don't have stars like McDavid or Matthews or maybe even a guy like Mark Stone, but they have four lines that will kill you. Four lines that can score. If we're talking about betting, we're betting guys here. If you gave me an anytime goal scorer free roll for the Montreal Canadiens, I'd have no idea who to pick. And that's our biggest strong suit. Anybody can score.
No,
anybody.
Your biggest strong suit is
Vegas Golden.
Now, your biggest strong suit are goaltender.
Well, yes. I meant like player-wise. But if you look at the Vegas Golden Knights, they have a little bit of depth. But you take away Mark Stone, Jonathan Marchessault, and a Pacioretty that can't really go to a corner and doesn't want to get hit. Good luck with that. That's all I'm going to say.
Really
I'm not saying you should probably look at the defense
more, because Alex Pietrangelo, I mean, look at the way the defense is playing for Vegas. Look at the way that Willie Carlson is playing
for Vegas. Alex Pietrangelo.
Look at the way Shea Weber's playing right now. Like Montreal don't have any hockey players on their team.
I'm not saying they don't have any hockey players. I'm just saying they have played a different brand of hockey for the last 15 months. They're not playing.
The Avs haven't played any teams with depth. They've played top-heavy teams, and the depth didn't come through. That's what the Golden Knights have played, top-heavy teams.
That's not true at all. I mean, they played two outstanding goaltenders in Talbot and Grubauer and beat them both. I mean,
what does that have to do with what I said? I said they're top heavy.
Hold on. Round three next. Crucified. Let it be
done. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. All right, it's great stuff. I think it's better stuff off the air, actually. I'm like, hold on, man, you guys are good. Like, it really is better. I don't know what it is. You guys fight off the air and then sort of a make up, and then it's like, and then on the air you're on, you're a good guy. And then off the air it gets, Haas just got ugly a second ago. It's like, whoa, whoa, even me. I'm like, whoa, 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 hey, leave stuff out. But I will say, and now I'm getting mad too. Now I'm getting mad. Vegas has been getting calls since day one. The fact that Matt, that you don't see.
Oh, God.
No, Gabe, hear me out.
My goodness, man. You watch sports for how long? You cry like
a baby. You don't even
man.
Let me just say my
Could you cry?
Let me say my take first. Gary Bettman has been propping Vegas up since day one. Ugh. The LA Kings got screwed over when Vegas went to the finals since they got every damn call. They're running into Jonathan Quick, running them over and stuff. You know why? Because they already propped the Kings up years ago. Bettman props up his little American franchises. This is what he does. And he wants nothing more than to see Vegas make the final. And another thing is, you're talking about, oh, the Canadians, they've never seen an atmosphere. Oh, yeah, I know. Carey Price has won a gold medal in the Olympics, Matt, in front of 2 billion people, but he's going to be intimidated by a bunch of drunks
I'm just saying.
Vegas are a freaking expansion team. I don't care about how many playoff series they've won. You've done nothing. They're an expansion team. Oh, Max Pacioretty? Max Pacioretty wasn't good enough to wear the red, white, and blue sweater, so he ran him out of town. Marc-Andre Fleury. Who's going to be the starting goalie for Team Canada next Olympics? It won't be Marc-Andre Fleury. It'll be Carey Price.
I hope not. I don't want him to. I don't want the extra mileage on him. Keep him on the sidelines. Good.
All right. McKinnis, feel free.
Let's go. You live in a conspiracy world where you think that people pull marionette strings all the time.
Listen, I said earlier, Matt, about the vaccinations. I got vaccinated, and I wish that I was a magnet. I'd never lose my keys anymore. That's not true.
I just think that you believe that like people pull these strings, and you can't assume, or you can't
you're
just accept
right,
the
I
fact
do.
That teams lose. Like, if Vegas was propped up, why did that call against San Jose happen with a 5-minute major that was a phantom call that led to three goals and knocked out Vegas?
That's a good point.
Okay?
That was ridiculous.
I mean, Matt, for the record,
I don't
think that's
fair. Canadians have passionate fans, and it's contradictive to say that the fans have done nothing for us over the past 10 years, but they're going to do everything for you guys. It's a hockey game. It's 5-on-5. I truthfully don't think home ice will do much in this series. The better team will win.
That's an insane
The team with more
take.
Depth will win.
It's an insane take. The home ice won't do anything when.
But you're acting like the fans aren't going to score the goals.
Matt,
the fans aren't going to score the goals.
But you guys have been playing in front of crickets
in the last 15 months.
I know, Matt,
because every kid grows up living in fear about going to the T-Mobile Center in Vegas.
Well, it's brand new. Oh, I mean, Gabe, you can do this all you want talking about expansion teams, but all I know is that the Vegas Golden Knights have been in a cup final, and Montreal have not been in the cup final for a long time.
They lost, Matt. You can make fun of Vegas if you want,
but look at your own team for a second and ask those questions.
The only banner you guys have are UFC banners, bro.
What are you talking about? They won the Western Conference. They won their division.
Who cares? And we don't
Who
play
cares? Well, they've won something, and they've won more
so
than Montreal
you,
has.
And you say, oh, yeah, you said, oh, there will be no atmosphere in Montreal with 2,500
There
fans.
Won't be. It's 2,500 people.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Matt.
2,500 Montreal fans are more passionate than 10,000 fans.
Hold on, McKinnis. Hold on. Yeah, Matt, and you're a music fan, Matt. Because every rock show is better because if there's more people. Yeah, there's only 2,500 people in a rock show.
This analogy makes no sense. Don't make a music analogy with a sporting event. It makes no sense. No,
it
makes no sense.
As intense as hell in Montreal on Friday. I don't care if there's 12,000 people or 2,500 people. It's going to be tense in there. And the fact that you think that a bunch of loud jackasses watching some piss-ass poor medieval show that you can see the Excalibur for $17 before the game.
What are you talking about? You're not making any sense about this Vegas show.
Oh, yeah, Vegas. Oh, the Golden Knights, your little laser show. Carey Price is going to piss himself, Matt.
I didn't say Carey Price would. Brandon Gallagher's
going to be shaking. Oh, they're loud in Vegas. Wow. They're a bunch of jackasses that move here from the Midwest are loud and intimidating me. You guys aren't even Vegas fans.
What do you mean?
You're all like Blackhawk fans, Sabre fans in a building. You're not even real Vegas fans.
I mean, again, Gabe, so which is it? Are they expansion team or are they not real Vegas fans? Because now you're conflating arguments. Like, which is it? Are they expansion or are they not real fans? Like, which is it? because you can't be real fans.
The building, they're hockey
if it's
fans.
If it's an expansion team, then they wouldn't have fans because it's an expansion team. Or they're a real team and they're
Matt,
fans.
To make it clear, all I'm saying is as much hatred as I've gotten for just saying, all I said on Twitter was that 2,500 fans won't feel like 2,500. I'll take 10,000 fans over 20,000 Las Vegas fans any day of the week. That's all I'm saying.
Fine, but you can't
I'm a Canadian
that, so that's
fan.
Not the conversation.
You can let me be a plan. It's my opinion. You have yours. It was great to meet you and great to chat with you.
But that's not the argument, though, because the argument, we're not playing in front of 10,000 Canadian fans. And
but,
I'm not going to compare
the
fan
base. The argument is
Canadian
you're
fans
acting like your
live,
fans
can
score goals.
I don't care about the fans. I don't care.
Live and breathe. Canadian fans live and breathe hockey
Matt,
the way.
Matt, the emphasis you're putting on your fans is laughable and preposterous. It's
no,
absurd.
Okay. I'll put it on the three lines that Vegas is going to roll out.
Okay, Matt, let me ask
I'll put it
something.
On the defensemen that are playing incredibly well right now and scoring a lot for Vegas. And I'll put it on Marc-Andre Fleury to beat Carey Price. That's all I'll put it
on. How many fourth liners have scored against the Vegas Golden Knights this playoff? How many third liners have scored against the Vegas Golden Knights this playoff?
Hold on. Very good.
I can't answer that. It's not a lot.
Let me ask you, Matt. What was
exactly.
the atmosphere like
They've
in
only played top-heavy teams.
McKinnis, hold on. What was the atmosphere like in Boston against the Islanders? It was rocking, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of a different conversation because of the way that Barry Trotz plays with Boston. I thought that the two sides were very evenly
matched
up. What
was it rocking in Boston? There were fans, right? 15,000 fans.
Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible in New York.
Fans?
Also, the Islanders. What happened to the Penguins and what happened to the Bruins in closeout games in New York? They got overwhelmed. The atmosphere crushed them.
No,
the only reason
them.
They lost is because of the fans.
No,
it's
not
the only.
That's not the point. You guys are misunderstanding. Vegas playing Montreal in front of nobody. I'm taking Vegas. They're the better hockey team. Period. You add in the added atmosphere, and they're not winning here because toe to toe, Vegas is better. Period. And then you add in the atmosphere, and Vegas is even more better. Even better.
Matt, for the record,
they're not. Colorado's a better team than Montreal, and Colorado couldn't win here.
We've got to get
Minnesota had a game
team.
Seven here. Minnesota couldn't win here.
Minnesota, another expansion team.
What do you mean, another expansion team? They're an incredibly talented team that plays a really solid defense.
Minnesota's best player is 2 years younger than me.
Everyone in the Western Conference is awesome,
I'm a Bruins fan, but I think you're myopic on the East Coast side of things and saying that this is going to be because it's Montreal and they're wearing the sweater. Uh-oh, here comes the big red guys. That I'm not going to cower in this.
Yeah, in the
because
same
it's
way,
just Montreal.
No,
Matt, but I'm
going to cower because it's going to be loud in Vegas and everyone's
exactly.
Big
no,
deal.
Matt, the team is damn good playing in front of a rocking crowd.
Yeah, if Vegas wins, Matt, it'll be because they're better, not because of their fans. That's all I'm saying.
Correct, and they are better. But the added atmosphere into it is, this is what I've talked about all along. Vegas is not winning it's not losing a big game at home. And they have home ice here in this series, and you're coming here. You're leaving your country.
Here.
You have to get a special exemption from your government.
Like
oh, my God.
You're going to Tuscaloosa to play football.
What?
Yeah, they're not traveling to South America. They're traveling to Vegas.
Yeah. We're not going to Colombia to play soccer, bro. We're going to Vegas to play
hockey. You're leaving your bubble, dude. Well, hold on a second. Again, back to my point.
Yeah, so
are
you.
We're open, guys.
So do you understand the concept that both teams travel here, Matt? So it affects
both teams travel, but it's
but
like
it affect,
to steal your rock
Vegas
concert idea. It's like going to a Metallica concert or going to a piano recital.
All right.
I mean, it's
closing,
a totally different world.
Arguments. How many closing argument here? Matt, Vegas and what? A sweep? You say Vegas
six.
Sweeps them? Six.
Yep.
All right. Vegas and six. Surprised me a little there. All right. McKinnis, closing argument here. Closing thoughts? Because we could go all night.
Closing thoughts is that there's way too much emphasis being put on fans right now. And if the Canadians keep up the depth that they have, I don't know where that depth scoring was against the Vegas Golden Knights. Give me the Canadians in seven.
Bet it.
In seven, huh?
Let's bet it. Line up
and
the wager.
Matthias
let's go.
Laughing. Hold on. Did I just hear you laughing, Clipper fan? Hey, Clipper fan, did I just hear you laughing in the background? I did, didn't I?
Vegas
I heard a chuckle.
Four.
Habs in seven?
Vegas
in four. It's a better bet. Vegas in four is a better bet. Yep.
You're a Duck fan.
Hey,
you don't know anything.
Gabe, isn't Matthias a Ducks fan?
Yeah.
Hey, we won a Stanley Cup.
Bah, another expansion team.
Earlier than Montreal.
Yeah, you won a cup because of Corey Perry, who's on the Habs now.
Oh, no, because I thought it was because of Gary Bettman and his conspiracy theory.
Yeah, it was. They propped up. You're damn right they did. Yeah, you just say you're damn right they did. The mighty
Matt.
Ducks,
Matt, let me ask Matt one question.
The Sharks are just too big
to lose. Can the third and fourth lines of Vegas beat the Habs? If the Canadians shut down the top two lines for Vegas, can the bottom two lines beat the Habs? No.
Depending upon yes.
No, they can't. You think Alex can score
twice tonight?
Somebody in our chat's got a good point, actually. We got a lot of dumbass in our chat tonight as well, but I don't care. It's like a Metallica show. You're a paying customer. I don't care. You're already here. I don't have to like you. But got a good point. Someone says, Matt says that Vegas are going to kill him and it should be minus 450, but you only like him in six. A six-game series.
Well, I mean, fine. I mean, I'll bet it. If you want to bet
that
something, I'll bet five. I'm not going to bet a sweep, but I'll give Montreal a little respect. I'll give them that they can win a couple of games in this series. But I personally will bet Vegas to win, and most likely Vegas in five.
All right, Matt, you.
Let's put the game in Montreal. Vegas wins every game at home. Let's put the games in Montreal.
Vegas doesn't have four lines against four. Not against the Canadiens.
Hey, you guys rock.
All right, guys. Good night.
Hey, great stuff, Matt. Check out Matt tomorrow right here on the Grid, Sirius XM, Channel 204, McKinnis Wager Talk, Nick Card, Julio, Kyle, more next, folks.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto. Now that you've found us, keep it right here for sports news you can...
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fired up tonight. I love it. And a great old school. Maybe we got to lay off on the guests and just yell at each other all night. This is what people want. I apologize, Julio. Our Windy City Sports supposed to be on earlier. And Kyle, if you're still out there, I want to get some of your soccer picks as well. But Kyle, you can comment on the Habs as well. We got Teddy coming up, but we still got some time before Teddy joins us. Our Windy City Sports Report, play-by-play voice of the Chicago State University men's basketball team, the Windy City Bulls. The score, was it 670? Our Windy City Sports Report, Julio Rosario, steps up for that. What's up, Julio?
Gabe, I hope you're doing well. And as I mentioned to you earlier online, considering she's a big Habs fan, she's from Quebec, I think Celine Dion needs to extend an olive branch. She's opening up a new residency at Resorts World in Vegas, that big Chinese casino, Mega Casino in Vegas. Extend the olive branch, allow her to sing O Canada at T-Mobile, let her wear a Habs jersey, you know, let her extend that olive branch. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's fitting, actually. So Montreal is going to Las Vegas. The all-time top money earner in Las Vegas Strip history, Celine Dion, number one and number two. She's broken her own record. She grossed $630 million for 1,089 shows only. And she did like two shows a day sometimes. So she basically made $630 million in about a year and a half or two. She's the biggest moneymaker. So the biggest moneymaker in Vegas history from Montreal, baby. And now we're going back. And you're right. The thing is, Celine Dion wanted to buy the Canadiens. The Molson sold the team to Gillette. George Gillette, the guy that owned the Harlem Globetrotters at the time, an entrepreneur, hustler guy, smart guy, though. And he sold the team after, and Celine Dion wanted to buy the team. And she had a group and stuff. She had some money to do it. and Molson used to own it. So Molson got it back, and she was bitter. And she basically said, yeah, I'm not down. I'm going to buy the Quebec Nordiques. So Céline Dion wants to buy the Quebec Nordiques and go head-to-head with the Canadiens. But it'd be great to get Céline to drop the puck. It'd be good in Vegas, too, because she's a big star in Vegas. She's from Montreal. But Vegas probably wouldn't go for that. It'd be good for George St. Pierre to drop the puck in Montreal. But listen, Julio, we're up against it. It's content, jam-packed tonight. So what do you got, Julio? What are your best bets for the soccer? Bring it on.
Oh, there's so much. Let's go first in the opening match. Opening match tomorrow, Italy, Turkey. At some books, you can get Turkey at 7-1, plus 700 in one match. I don't think Turkey could win, but, hey, some pizza money on the Turks to upset Italy. That'd be a nice investment on a Friday. Under 2.5 in Italy, Turkey tomorrow. I also like Italy, Tampa Bay Rays, and the White Sox in the money line parlay, plus 279. Belgium in their first match at minus 137,
Gabe. Are you mixing? You're mixing Euro with Major League Baseball parlays?
just for tomorrow. Baltimore, Tampa Bay plays Baltimore. White Sox play the Tigers. Let's do a little parlay with Italy at plus 279. I like Belgium in their first match on Saturday against Russia. Some books didn't get them at minus 137. I'm going to take a stab Sunday, Gabe. Look, England, they've got goal scorers. They're playing at home, but that's the problem game. England's playing at home. The English press, the tabloids, the English media, the English sports media, they're going to be on. Any wrong thing the Three Lions do in the European Championships is going to be magnified times 100 in England. I don't like the spot for England. I'm going to take a stab. Croatia, plus 475 on Sunday. You're going to give me Croatia, a veteran group, with some players like Luka Modric. It's not a chump change site, Gabe. At 475 at some books, I'm going to take a stab at Croatia Sunday to beat England, even draw double chance for you non-soccer bettors. Draw double chance. They have this in hockey as well. Means if you need Croatia or a draw and you win the bet. So if you're going to give me $1.25 back for my investment for either a draw or Croatia to win, I'll take a stab at that on Sunday. Let's look at the Netherlands game. They play Ukraine. I like this group. A lot of goals in the Netherlands group, giving the Netherlands minus 148 on Sunday against Ukraine, over 2.5 goals. I say Ukraine weak in this tournament, over 2.5 goals, plus 123 on Sunday. Belgium. How about this for some props, Gabe? Group B winner, give me Belgium minus 130 to win Group B. Good value for a team that should take care of their side. The group of death, Le Bleu, France, Germany, Portugal, all three in that group have won a European championship. Portugal, the most recent. For the value, Portugal's my side, Gabe. Give me Portugal to win Group F at plus 310. You got Cristiano Ronaldo. You have players who are playing in the top teams in Europe. Bruno Fernandes at Manchester United, Bernardo Silva at Manchester City, John Cello at Manchester City. These guys are at the top of their class. Plus, you have one of the greatest players in the world, plus players from Porto who are a great defensive side. This is a tournament, Gabe, where these guys have been playing a full year. The restart last May, right? You get Champions League, you get the domestic tournaments, a lot of miles on these players. So I'm looking for, while some of these favorites might win the European Championships, I'm also looking for teams where they haven't played as many games over the course of the last year. And for half of the Portuguese team, they haven't played much. So give me Portugal to win Group F, plus 310. I like this parlay, Gabe. Hungary and North Macedonia to finish last in their group. Moneyline parlay at minus 122. Hungary's in the group of death with Portugal, France, and Germany. And really, just because of the expansion of the European Championships, North Macedonia's in. They really don't deserve to be in this tournament. I think they finished last in their group at minus 122. Mix them in a parlay. North Macedonia, Hungary, to finish last in their group. I'm running out of breath, and I got so many other plays.
Yeah,
even I know
Bill
you're on time.
Yeah,
and
you're pulling the Bill Walton. I thought I was. See, I wanted to see if you're going to go like 16 minutes straight. Great stuff, Julio. Hold on. So, one thing I want to say here too, with all these teams, a lot of these teams playing at home and stuff. I remember in the last international tournament, so I guess it was the World Cup. There were a ton of penalty kicks, guys. Right? They're just. There's always a ton of penalty kicks, and if you can get that prop, man, it's about plus 185, plus 190 or so. In that range, will there be a penalty kicks in games? And especially with, like, a good team playing at home, especially at home and stuff. I know they have the review, but, you know, something to take a look at plus money. Like, put it this way, anybody be shocked tomorrow if Italy scores on a penalty kick? I won't. You know what I'm saying? All right, so listen, Kyle, hold on, Julio. Well, we're bringing everybody on. It's a collision course here. Kyle, a regular listener. And class act, we've met him a couple of times before. Great guy, hardcore soccer fan as well, and I know he's got some best bets for the World Cup. Kyle, Toronto steps up and in. How you doing, Kyle?
Doing pretty good, Gabe. How are you? How are you doing, Julio?
Julio?
Well, my man, doing well.
I guess
Kyle.
I should have answered first. It's true. I guess I should have answered first. It's true. But thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I'd let Julio go first. Hey, great stuff, Kyle. So listen, you heard the argument, and I know you're a Canadiens fan. So before we get your picks, what'd you think of Perrault? My only deal with him is I don't understand why he thinks that a bunch of loud people in Vegas are going to freak the Canadiens out. If Vegas wins, it's because Vegas are a deep team and a damn good team. A bunch of drunk people in Vegas aren't going to intimidate the Canadians. I don't know why he thinks that's some sort of factor here, but what do you think of the what do you think of the opening number here, minus 450?
I think there's a lot of value on the Habs. Like my beef with Perreault is he comes on talking like he's Craig Button, saying the Habs aren't even going to win a game. And like the last I checked, the Habs flag, the blue blind ruse, is flying at Toronto City Hall right now. The Habs ain't going to be afraid of Vegas. They're not going to be intimidated. Their centers, the Habs centers, can play with the Vegas centers. That's Vegas' weakness. The Habs defense, they can slow down the Vegas' forwards. We got Carey Price finding his mojo. I'm not too worried at all about the Habs. And I'm not too worried about the Habs playing in Vegas in front of supposed 17,000 crazy fans.
All right, so listen. Soccer here. Give me what do you got in Turkey and Italy tomorrow? And then maybe some futures. What are your best bets? What are you putting your money on, Kyle?
All right. Well, tomorrow I agree with Julio. I like the under. I got it at minus 150. I'm going to take the under 2.5. Now, Turkey's strengths are their defense and their midfield. They're going to play to their strengths. Now, Italy, there's a lot of talk about flair. Yeah, they got a little bit more flair up front, but this is Mancini's Italy team. They're going to do what they do best, and they're going to defend first. I like the under, and I do think there's a lot of value with Turkey plus one.
Dangerous, Julio, man. You know, it's one of these deals. Italy, it's like we're talking about hockey, Julio, and these hyped-up teams, guys. Italy are one of those traditional powers. They had a hell of a run during the qualifications, but can they live up? Matthias, what do you do with this match tomorrow, Italy and Turkey? I was sort of thinking Turkey going to hang around. I'm starting to buy in that, like, Italy's going to win, like, 2-0 or something. I was even thinking both teams to score. But then I'm also thinking, God, this match is going to start, and I'm going to get all mad when Italy's choking and it's 1-1 or something. What are you taking, Matthias, in this game tomorrow?
I'm taking the +1 Turkey. I think Turkey's going to finish this game at 1-1. I'll take the under as well. Italy is very good. I do think that they're going to make it deep into this tournament. They do have a lot of flair up front. The only thing that's questionable is their goalkeeping. I just don't see their goalkeeper taking control of the area and really coming off his line to work on those set pieces. I think they have some weaknesses in their center back. So if anybody's going to score on them, it's going to be big teams like England through set pieces.
Man, it's a tough way to get this party started, man. Like I said, that was my deal earlier in the week. I said 1-1, draw. All right, so Julio, what's your futures? Who's going to win the tournament, Julio? Are you betting the future here? I haven't put my play in yet on a future.
No,
I'm getting ready to, but who are you taking?
I'm taking more game-by-game approach, no outright futures for teams, but a lot of value in terms of top goal scorer, Romelu Lukaku for Belgium at 6-1. He had an outstanding goal-scoring season for Inter Milan in Serie A. Phil Foden at 50-1 could be my top goal scorer for England. Lowest goal-scoring team, Hungary at plus 470. North Macedonia at plus 550.
You're really picking on the Hungarians.
Yeah, I love the Hungarians, but I think they're going to play more of a defensive type game. That's the only way they're going to survive, either these 1-1 or these nil-nil draws.
Hungary's first two matches are at home. So if they're going to steal a point, it's going to come from those first two matches. Because then they play Germany and Munich.
Before these lines go up, I think it's Wednesday or Thursday, give me Scotland plus a goal and a half against England. It's going to be a wild match at Wembley Stadium. Crazy. Give me the Scots.
Yeah, hold on. Let's pick some winners for tomorrow and Saturday first before we worry about next Wednesday. All right, more with Julio. Hang in here, Kyle. Kyle in Toronto with us. More soccer picks on the other side.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, the late night anger management class continues. It's unbelievable. Every time I step away for a second, like a fight breaks out. It's like I'm like a dad leaving the kitchen. I'm coming, hey, what the hell? I come back, and it's great stuff. As soon as we went to break, all Matthias said, I got to disagree with Kyle a lot here. What was your beef, Matthias? What do you disagree with?
Not with Kyle. With Julio, man.
Oh, with Julio.
You got to give Northern Macedonia some love right now, man. They have had 13 games. They've only lost one game. They beat Germany two months ago. You know, when's the last time you saw Northern Macedonia beat anybody in the top seven in the world? You know, you haven't seen it. So you got to show them a little bit of love. And Scotland is in the dumpster. I'm going Scotland actually be the last place in that group. And don't be afraid if Northern Macedonia comes third place in their group and Austria comes last in that group.
You guys are all under tomorrow, man. Italy are a scoring machine now. All they do is score right now. They've been averaging with Mancini since he's taken over 2.46 goals per match, and it's plus money to 2.5.
I'm glad you brought that up, Gabe. I did the numbers. Last five European championships, under 2.5 goals, 116-88. Let's go back to 16 at least. Under 2.5 goals, 38-22. I just think in tournament style fashion, it's going to be more cagey style matches, especially in the first and second game.
Yeah,
I think everyone's going to go all out for the kitchen sinks in the third.
I know what you mean. There's going to be pressure. They're a little cold or whatever. I don't know, but what do you think? You like the under, Kyle? You're saying? And I'll tell you what. You like the under tomorrow in this game?
I like the under tomorrow. Look, right, like we're basically like, Italy has to rely on Immobile and Batelli to have a really good month here. They got to score goals. Like they got Chiesa, who's going to put some balls in from the wing. Like he's got some tricks and some flair, but they're going to have to rely on Immobile and Belotti to score goals. And Turkey's strength is their defense, so I like the under.
All right. Hold on. We got another sports update. We'll keep these guys for a couple of more minutes. Then we got Teddy Covers coming up as well. Rock and show, full house tonight. It's going to be wild tomorrow, too. Man, the series hasn't even started yet. There's fisticuffs. Everyone's getting worked up. That was fun stuff with Matt Peralt earlier and McKinnis. if Windy City wants the Eurosports report. All right, more on the other side, more soccer picks, and we got Teddy Covers too. Bring it.
You can listen to Sports Grid on the radio.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.